Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Earlier this year, I told you about the large number of U.S. coin designs that will take place over this decade, beginning with the sale now underway of 2021 dated Pure Silver Morgan and Peace Silver Dollars. This will be followed with prominent American women on quarters starting early next year. If you have not seen the news coverage, the first two women who will be honored are astronaut Sally Ride and poet Maya Angelou. Every time there is a major change in the nation's coin or currency, there is a surge in interest in numismatics, which is the study and collecting of money. There were major influxes of new collectors when the Kennedy half dollar debuted in 1964 and the first statehood quarter was released in 1999. When more people enter the hobby, higher demand pushes up prices. For instance, marketing companies take advantage of new issues to market older coins and paper money. But savvy collectors also know that the best time to add to their collections is before prices inevitably rise. Knowing that new coin issues are on the way, both collectors and marketing companies have been so aggressive at purchasing coins and paper money that many issues are already up 40%, 50%, or more already just this year. Some of the greatest increases happened with common date older U.S. Morgan and Peace Silver Dollars in every condition. Numismatic markets move in cycles. Some coins that are high in price now or over the next year or two will experience price declines once the marketing promotions have run their course. Experienced collectors working at Liberty Coin Service have seen peaks and valleys in the coin and paper money markets. Using this background, we make both buy and sell recommendations. In last week's issue of Liberty's Outlook, we identified some American coins that right now may be at or near a market peak and ripe for people to consider taking profits. You can read this issue for free at libertycoinservice.com. As we like to say, whether buying or selling, Liberty Coins in Frandor is the right place to go. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.